An unusual pair of TV stars got together in Homer this week to shoot some footage on the Homer spit. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story.
Security was pretty tight at the entrance of Homer's Deepwater Dock Thursday afternoon as a 30-member production crew worked on a series of four television commercials for Geico, the insurance company known for their quirky ads. All that's known about the ads is that one of Geico's famous cavemen, played by actor Mack Woodend, is involved, as is the FV Time Bandit, the Homer-based crab boat made famous by the Discovery Channel program Deadliest Catch. The cast and crew of the shoot, which includes Woodend and Time Bandit Captain Jonathan Hillstrand, were supposed to shoot earlier in the week, but a severe winter storm prevented them from making it to Homer until Wednesday. Anchorage television station KTUU caught up with Hillstrand and Woodend while they were stuck on the side of the Seward Highway Tuesday waiting for a pair of avalanches to be cleared. Even a seasoned crab boat captain like Hillstrand seems surprised by the nasty weather.
We were going to do it last night, and we got turned around, and then we decided to just drive down because we're a tough Alaska guy. Uh-huh. We can make it.
That's
no,
right.
We're not making it.
Homer Harbor Master Brian Hawkins said the Geico folks called about a month ago to ask permission to shoot the commercials at the city-owned dock. Shooting is taking place on the dock and aboard the Time Bandit, says Hawkins, and is scheduled to last through Friday. Hawkins says the Homer spit is no stranger to film productions.
There's been several, actually. I can't think of all the commercials, maybe not to this scale commercial, but there's been film clips and actually a motion picture was parts of a motion picture was done here 2 years ago.
Although the Homer City Council recently approved a resolution to join the Alaska Film Group, a nonprofit organization that promotes the film industry in Alaska, the city currently has no means to collect revenue from productions shot in Homer, nor does it require a permit, says city manager Walt Reedy.
The city didn't play a role in it at all. We were just informed that it was happening, but of course we're pleased about it. I think, you know, Homer's a natural for that sort of thing, and we're pleased to see it happening.
Reedy could not confirm or deny rumors that Mayor Jim Hornaday had given the Geico caveman the key to the city. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.